Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Fantasy NBA Today, Ethos After Dark. What's up? Hanging out late night with your guys, Rick Kamla and Hall of Famer Steve Alexander. We will be breaking down Wednesday's big slate. We're live right now with Golden State up 14 mid-fourth quarter. Really good game in LA right now. Portland leads the Clippers 75-73. We'll have live updates on these games. We're going to take you through Wednesday's slate, preview Thursday night's games. We got all the bits. We got the Magic Man. We got the must-ads off the waiver wire. We got it all. And we encourage you all to and invite you to ask us questions. We're going to give you answers throughout the show. So fire away. And before we tip things off and hear from our buddy, Dr. A, we've got to hear from our sponsor, because basketball fans, it's that time of year again. The NBA is back. That's why we're hollering at you here at midnight, from opening tip-off to the buzzer beaters. BetOnline has you covered with the best odds, the biggest promotions, and live in-game betting on all your favorite teams. This season, every game matters. BetOnline offers every stat, matchup, breakdown, and live odds to bet on during the game. And it's not just the NBA. BetOnline has odds on everything from football, the MLB playoffs, the NHL, political props. Six days from election night. So that's a big deal right now. Head to the website today, folks, to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering, BetOnline. The game starts here. Well, Dr. A, Golden State is cruising to victory here against the New Orleans Pelicans. Quite a night in the NBA. What the heck is up, dude?
Dude, that's going to be two big wins in a row for the Warriors. Not having Steph, not having a bunch of people. And they're just rolling people. I've got a little split screen going on. I've got the Clippers and the Portland Trailblazers on my other screen. And that's a good game. That's actually a close game. So, yeah. And we have like 10 other games that are already done and in the books.
We do, man. So let's dive in, Doc. Get us started with the Magic Man of the night as we go old school, a virtual Gatorade NBA TV style with the Magic Man of the night. A Doc idea to bring that back, by the way. Hats off to you, Doc, for that. And this is, you know, you don't get really too cute with this. This is basically the best performer of the night. And we try to split it up here and pick different dudes. So, Doc, who do you have? Who's your Magic Man of the night?
I am going to go with Dennis Schroeder, 33 points, 8 assists, a steal, 6 triples, 11 of 14 shooting against what I think is a pretty decent Memphis offensive team. I'll tell you what, man, Schroeder is like that thing in your house that pops up every year and never goes away. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, whether it's your drainage pipe always falls to one side or whatever. Like, he's just always there. And 33, 28, 29, 20 points in his last 4. Assists are 8, 14, 6, 6. Like, he's just balling. He's got 20 or 16 three-pointers over his last 3 games. That's 5.3. He's balling.
And Dr. A, there's not a Ben Simmons concern here. Ben Simmons played tonight, and he had the Draymond Green triple single, typical Ben Simmons type of line. It's not like, oh, Dennis Schroeder is in some kind of battle here with Ben Simmons for fantasy relevance. Ben came back tonight, and Dennis kicked ass. And he outplayed Ja Morant tonight, okay? We'll get to Ja Morant in a little bit. I got to take him to task, Doc. But I do want to ask you a question about Dennis Schroeder. He is rostered 64% in Yahoo leagues, 72% in ESPN leagues. And our great producer, Andre Lamouche, wants us to discuss, and I think it's a great talking point here, with Schroeder's hot start. He's one of the revelations of fantasy basketball right now. Do you pair him with another good player? and try to go up and get a Donovan Mitchell, a Devin Booker, I'm trying to think of a hot shot forward, a Banchero, but consolidate, right? A good player and Dennis Schroeder. And look, man, like somebody may not be hip to the fact that he could be traded, and then who knows about his role, could be shut down. They may just be like, yo, I don't have any assists. I got to have some assists. And you send him another really good player, and then boom, Doc, you're getting like a superstar back for this. I do think that's the play if you can pull it off. But I think that's good lily pad hopping here. Dennis Schroeder is not going to be clicking off 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. He's hot right now, okay? Think about it, Doc. In the World Cup, right, when Germany won, two events ago, what was it, last year, year and a half ago, whatever it was, Dennis Schroeder was the man. He was the Michael Jordan of that tournament Germany won. And then Dennis Schroeder in the Olympics, guess what? He wasn't very good. What happened to Germany? You know, they didn't get it done, okay? So he's kind of a streaky, hot and cold guy. So I do think you capitalize on that right now.
Dude, I mean, you can even be bolder than what you're talking about. I mean, if the people that you're playing fantasy hoops with know how to use the tools of the trade, Schroeder's ranked in the top 20 overall on some very famous ranking websites right now. Number 20. Like, he's ahead of Steph Curry. He's ahead of DeMar DeRozan. He's ahead of Luka Doncic. He's ahead of Cam Thomas. He's ahead of Devin Booker. Like, it's not outrageous that you could offer him for like an actual stud by himself. Now, will you get it? Probably not. If you do get it, your dumbass league will probably veto it, putting all of your hard work to waste. But throwing him in as a kicker, I think I would do it, but I also don't see how he's not going to keep doing this for a while, because Brooklyn's going nowhere. It's going to be Cam and Schroeder and Cam Tom, the other Cam Johnson, like every night. I don't know, man. What a great start for Dennis Schroeder, who year after year is forgotten about in fantasy drafts, and then shows up and balls out with some random team every year.
That is Dr. Ray, Hall of Famer, a.k.a. Steve Alexander. I'm Rick Kamla, and this is Fantasy NBA Today, Ethos After Dark. Thanks for joining us on the Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball platform. We are brought to you by Bet Online. We're on our Magic Men of the Night, and I've got Karl Anthony Towns for you here. Karl Anthony Towns of the New York Knicks. This is why they traded for him. 44 points. And Doc, I got a lot to say about this, man. I have a lot to say about this. Karl Anthony Towns going for 44. It's a great look, okay? And coming into the game, he was not, he was playing decent, 15 and 11. But he was due for a game like this, got a game like this, and like Bam Adebayo, what's up with the start to his season? We'll get to Miami in just a little bit, but every year he's talking, I'm the defensive player of the year. I'm the defensive player of the year. Dude, you just got put in a rotisserie for 44 points. Bro, I don't want to hear it anymore. Cat had 13 rebounds, okay? Shot 68% from the floor. Doc, it's a great look, okay? And Cat is going to be a 20 and 10 guy. He's not going to be a 15 or 16. He's going to get up to 20, and he's going to live there. Just a little bit of a slow start. Like we said a couple of days ago when I was on with Brew, the Knicks don't know how to play with each other yet, okay? And they're figuring that out. They obviously played well tonight. They got a 116-107 win against a lame Heat team down in Miami. But to me, this is what it's all about. You gave up Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. Doc, Carl Anthony Towns has to go big, okay? Jalen Brunson's not off to an amazing start to the season. He's at about 23 points per game. And so they need more of this from Carl Anthony Towns. And we can't get too salty about a 16-point-per-game opening week, right? It is what it is. It's 1 week of basketball, man. But this is what it's about for Carl Anthony Towns. And, like, this isn't like, okay, he had 44, exhaled. No, now I'm like, do it again, okay? He's got to hit 30 on a lot of nights, Doc. I would say, like, almost, like, a third of the nights. He needs to hit 30, man. That's the job requirement for him.
Well, I mean, it's like this line has been bubbling at the surface. As Brew has been down on the Knicks, I've been down on the Knicks. Everybody's been down on the Knicks. Like, oh, Cat looks normal. You know, after two preseason games, everybody's like, oh, Cat is amazing. I can't wait to draft Cat. And then he got drafted super high. Like, I don't know. Between 9 and 15. And I'm really happy to see this happen. They were due to win a game. It couldn't happen against a bunch of nicer guys than the friggin' Miami Heat, who I cannot stand for some reason. I don't even know why. I think it's all Jimmy Butler. I just don't like Jimmy. Carl Anthony Towns went off. Brunson was solid. Josh Hart, don't look now. He's right back where he was at the end of last season. So, and Mikal Bridges, 10th round pick, whatever, solid.
There's no doubt about it, Doc. So I got more on the Knicks in a little bit when we get to that game. We you guys know how we do. And like really psyched next week. It'll be midnight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. First 4 days of the week, going live at midnight, like we are tonight, but we're going to expand it in a big, big way. The first four nights, arguably the four biggest nights of basketball of the week. Cause on the weekend, you know, people start to go see concerts and, go to do family, you know, all that other kind of stuff. So we're psyched to be on the air with you right now. It is Fantasy NBA Today, Sports Ethos After Dark. Doc, we got a Scotty Barnes injury here, and it's a major buzzkill because Scotty Barnes missed a bunch of time last year and had a huge breakout year and looked like the next Scotty Pippen, and the stat line was amazing and all this stuff, right? He gets maxed out, and it's totally legit. And now we get this. He's got a right eye injury, okay? So the eye kind of really worries me here. It's not an elbow or something. He's set to miss at least 3 weeks for the Raptors, suffered the eye injury against the Nuggets the other night. And so, Doc, like, how bad of an eye injury is this? How complicated is this? The fact that they're, like, right out of the gate saying, bam, 3 weeks at least, okay? That tells me it's a significant eye injury, which bums me out, and I send my best to Scotty Barnes for that. I can imagine it's very, very painful, uncomfortable, and all that kind of stuff. But, Doc, like, this just sucks. And I'm going to hit you with an Agbaji vibe right now because Brewski's guy?
Magbo.
He had like a good low key kind of
dude. He had a great
check every line in the box score type of line. Those are the two guys you should be looking at right now. Grady Dick probably isn't on waivers. He popped for 30 tonight. If he is on waivers, look into him right now. He's going to be getting a lot more shots moving forward.
Well, Brewski keeps talking about Magbo. I was watching all this film on Magbo, and we were. On today's show, I was like, dude, I slept all summer long. I didn't pay any attention to what was going on. Like, who the hell is Magbo? He was all over it. And he started, got 25 minutes, 11 points, a steal, two blocks, four boards, two assists. Like, that's promising, very promising. Grady Dick's gone. RJ Barrett's gone. Hell, Davion Mitchell had 11 points, 11 dimes. By the time you get him on your team, what's his face will probably be back in action, I would think. Emmanuel Quickly. And let's not forget Jakob Poeltl, 20 points, 16 boards, 2 steals. But the thing that's happening in Toronto is they're looking over there at like Portland and these other 0-4 teams, and they're like, oh my God, we accidentally won a game. We've got to catch back up. Like, the tank is on if Scotty's out for 3 weeks, which could end up being 6 weeks.
And you have the Quickly injury. RJ Barrett already missed time to begin the year. Look, the Raptors are such a Cooper Flagg shutdown candidate. We've talked a lot about that. Doc, I went into a cash league, right? And it's some drafts go your way and you're like, wow, like I got all my guys tonight. And some drafts you're like, 2 picks before, sniped. A pick before, sniped. And this was just one of those drafts that did not go well for me. And I think it was the last draft I did. And I ended up taking, you know, that I wasn't a Quickly guy. I like him overall, but like for the shutdown, I wasn't a Quickly guy. The Raptors are just a team that I'm looking at kind of jaundicedly, like I'll mess with Scotty Barnes because he's Scotty Barnes, but obviously now it's a huge disappointment. But that was like it, okay? So I went and drafted Quickly. Obviously, he has already blown a tire. So he's got this pelvic contusion, which sounds torso-y and complicated. And I don't know what else to say, man. Couple other injuries here, Doc, as we talk about the Memphis Grizzlies and Brooklyn Nets game. Desmond Bane left with an oblique injury, did not return. Uh-oh. And Marcus Smart left with a right ankle injury and did not return. Marcus Smart has played like doo-doo to begin this season, okay? If you want to – uh-oh, Pajemski's down for Golden State. Hopefully he's just maybe grabbing the store that got hit, because that's usually a pretty temporary injury as opposed to grabbing a knee or something like that, because he's got his back to the camera. I can't see what he's grabbing here.
He's on his stomach, maybe.
Did he take
the batteries.
Did he take a shot to the store? That's what I'm wondering here.
Right in the back.
And again, like, it sucks. Like, you know, I mean, we're dudes. We understand how painful it is. But that's always a short-term deal. He's already got the face mask on. Let's see here. Where's the contact here on our boy Poge, who's playing very well?
Right to the nutsack, sir.
Nah, it's not. Oh, he landed hard on his right buttocks.
And he banged knees, kind of. His own knees.
Yeah, that definitely was not he didn't get the bell rung. That was another thing. That was just a hard fall. He walked off the court. He looks like he's going to be fine.
That's a hard, awkward fall.
That's all it is. That's all it is. So the Desmond Bane oblique injury, Doc, is concerning, because oblique. Like, again, it could be minor, but Doc, we've talked about this before for years. When I see oblique, I worry. Like Smart, right ankle injury. Well, gosh, he missed the whole year with an ankle injury, it felt like, last year, so I'm not going to diminish that. But Desmond Bane with the oblique is worrisome. What would you tell our audience here how to pivot if they've got Bane and maybe looking at Memphis, maybe a Jake LaRavia? Like, who are you looking at here?
That's a great question. You know, oblique injury was invented by probably a doctor, but it wasn't used in sports until baseball. And it became trendy like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Like, oh, it's a midsection. It's a strained oblique. And now it's finally made its way into the NBA. Now, Rick, you know, when we hear this in baseball, they're done for a while, because you got to swing the bat. You got to use all that upper. Basketball, you got to get your arms up there. You got to shoot the ball, especially Desmond Bane. I'm a little concerned about this. Where do I go? Like, there was a lot of hype about this Huff kid. but he only played 10 minutes tonight. With Desmond Bane only getting 17. So that's making me wonder what the heck's going on. Jake LaRavia played 26 minutes and shot it 10 times. Now, he was horrible, but at least he was getting usage and doing something. I don't know what to think here. Marcus Smart has hurt your fantasy team more than he's helped this year. Let him go. Get a healthy body that can help you win games.
I think it's great advice. I really do. Marcus Smart's minutes have been down too. So have Ja Morant's. I don't like what's happening in Memphis right now. They're losing games they shouldn't lose. Ja Morant missing games already. He did come back and play tonight. He did not play particularly well. They've got these two injuries going on here. It's and Doc, it's just been like the last 4 years, when you think of the most injury hit teams in the NBA, I mean, Memphis comes to mind right away. Last year was a joke. Remember the year 2 years ago when they were 20-5 without Ja Morant? Remember that? He missed like 25 games. They were 20-5 without, but he missed a million games. Brandon Clark misses a bunch of games. Jaren Jackson Jr. misses a bunch of games. Desmond Bane missed a million games last year. It's like Luke Kennard is like half man, half a season, okay? It's like I'm kind of over it. I really am. I'm kind of over the Memphis thing with all these injuries, man. But I look, it's Jake LaRavia is a deep league guy, okay? If you're in a 12-team league, you're probably not looking at Jake LaRavia. But if you're in a 16, a 14, a 20, a 30, or something like that, you know, he's a guy you need to look at right here, because Aldama's already on a team. Brandon Clark had a good game tonight, but, you know, he's a big. And you're losing two smalls here with Bane and Smarts. You've got to look at more wings and, you know, the small positions. Scottie Pippen Jr. is probably going to play more now. He and Ja may play together some, and that may billow his stats a little bit here.
Scottie's already been good, dude. Like, what a kickoff to the first four or five games of the season for that guy. Like, he's been great.
Yes, he has, man. Yes, he has. That's Dr. A, Steve Alexander, FSWA Hall of Famer. I'm Rick Kamla, and this is Fantasy NBA Today, Ethos After Dark. And thank you for staying up late with us. They're emptying the benches in Golden State right now. It's party time by the bay. Beautiful setting there, a Chase Center right there on the water. And they're all smiling and having fun out there. Doc, let's move into the games here. San Antonio at Oklahoma City, okay? The game of the night. Oklahoma City wins, and they ran away and hid. They're 4-0 on the season. Them in Boston look like they're on a collision course. We have like 23 weeks to go in the regular season, so we'll see. But right now, that's how it's looking. Those two teams look pretty much head and shoulders above everybody else. We get Wemby versus Chet. And usually when we do these game breakdowns, we start with the winners, then work to the losers. We're going to flip it for this because, Doc, what in the hell is going on with Victor Wembanyama? Who is to blame for his struggles? I want to play the blame game with you, because tonight, career low, 6 points, zero shots in the second half. It was zero or one. I think it was zero. 1 of 5 from the field in the game, okay? What the hell, dude? Like, Wembanyama has been human. He came into the game 20-12, I think 2 assists, 2.7 blocks. Like, good stat line. Real good stat line. But that's not what I expected from Wemby. Who's to blame for his slow start?
I have no idea, dude. But I have Wemby as my number one guy. Ahead of Jokic. Very early on. I'm like, I'm all in. Like, you're telling me Harry Barnes, 56-year-old Harry Barnes, gets 7 more shots than Victor Wembanyama? That's just stupid. I can't even wrap my head about it. Around Jeremy Sohan, make-believe point guard / power forward, whatever, 16, 11 more shots than Victor Wembanyama. This is a pop special, man. Was this game on national television by chance?
Yes. It was.
Oh, Bob. Bob's like, hey, y'all, watch this. Hey, pregame. And he's like, whatever you do, don't give the ball to that guy. He's not doing anything tonight. I mean, I really wouldn't put it past him. That's a Bob move right there.
So I'm going to put the blame 50-50 on Victor Wembanyama and Greg Popovich. Victor Wembanyama's got to be more assertive. He's got to be more aggressive. He's got to be more of that guy, more of that Kobe Bryant, right? Where, get me the damn ball. The Keyshawn Johnson in the NFL, right? Throw me the damn ball. He's got to get more like that. And nobody's going to be like, oh, Victor, you tripping, man. No, they're going to be like, all right, dude, the big dog has spoken. We got to get him the ball. Everybody's going to follow his lead. He's the man, okay? He is the sun around which that entire organization orbits. Half of the blame is on Wemby, Doc, for lack of aggression. And here's the concerning thing with Wemby, okay? Well, there are many. But when watching the Olympics with France, same thing, okay? Very quiet. Stretches where he's in the game and you don't even hear his name. Okay. It's very concerning. And Vincent Collet, their head coach, I was banging on him a little bit, but the same thing is happening here. So it's Collet and it's Pop. That speaks to a Wemby problem. Okay. And it's not motor, it's just aggression. All right. And confidence and I'm the man. He's lacking that right now. And it's bothersome. And then the other half of the blame goes to Greg Popovich. And not that Pop needs to, like, light him up and get into him like he did with Tony Parker back in his early days. But Pop needs to prioritize his offense, okay? Like, Victor Wembanyama has to have 15 shots per game. Has to. There's no other option. This is how we're operating here, okay? And Pop needs to tell, I don't care if they're good shots, bad shots. He's taking 15 shots. So it's 50-50. But, Doc, let me bring something up to you here. And I heard a broadcaster say this the other night, and I'm like, I've been saying this since last year, okay? So I was like, yeah, go get him, okay? This, I can't remember who said it, but this announcer said, if you get the ball to Victor Wembanyama at either elbow, the game is over, okay? The game is over. He can just turn and shoot right over you with that little midi wetter that he's got, okay? Or he can basically, like, one dribble and dunk. I mean, he's just all the optionality in the world, okay? And why can't you just bloop, lollipop that ball into him at the elbow every time, okay? Could be the elbow, could be the pinch post. But, like, he's got to get the rock there, operate, double comes, swing, and an open three ball, right? But they gotta. So that's on Popovich, okay? And this goes back to last year, Doc. This was the narrative last year. Why is Wembanyama fading? Why is Victor Wembanyama, you know, not doing it, not being more aggressive, not getting the rock, not taking as many shots? Again, it's a 50-50 deal. Wemby needs to be more aggressive. Pop needs to make it more of a priority in his offense. Jumaane Kamara with a bucket for Portland. They're down one, Doc, 6 minutes to go in L.A. And a very, very good game that we will continue to give you updates on. Chet Holmgren, very fun. Yeah, go ahead, Doc.
I've got one more thing on the Wemby.
Hit me.
All summer long, I was worried, all right? Are the Spurs trying to win or are they tanking for a draft pick? Like, has Pop decided this is not the year? Next year is the year we're going for it. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm definitively sure that they're tanking, but this Wemby thing tonight gives me reason to believe that, oh man, we don't want to come out here and show up Oklahoma City and make people think we're going to be good. Like, I just wonder if we're being played and San Antonio's totally tanking this year, because I think it's possible.
I like the thought, Doc, but you can tank and develop Victor at the same time. You know, get him the rock. Like, let him thrive. Let him take his game to another level. So we'll leave it at that. I think ultimately your takeaway, folks, here on Fantasy NBA today, it just hang in there, okay, and hope for the best. I mean, you're not going to trade Wemby, okay? And so, you know, just, I mean, tonight was ridiculous, all right? Tonight was a disaster. It was rock bottom. But hang in there. Better days are ahead. It's going to take Victor quite a while here to get to number one in the rankings, which we all had him in the preseason. But hang in there with him. There's better days to come. Now, Indiana at Boston, Doc. Awesome game. Boston goes on a 14-2 run to end the game. Jason Tatum with a game-tying three-ball late, which was way too easy. You've got to come up and foul him and make him shoot free throws. And, I mean, it was just like alone in the gym. Top of the key three-ball. That's his office. Bang, tie game. Siakam in overtime hit a go-ahead three late. And then Jaylen Brown missed a good look left wing three ball, kind of airballed it or like grazed the rim. And so that was the ball game right there. Good win for the Indiana Pacers, man, and a much needed one. They go to 2-3. They hand Boston their first loss. They're now 4-1. And Doc, shout out to Pascal Siakam, 29-11-5 with six triples from Pascal Siakam. That's going to go down as one of his best games of the year here.
Props to Pascal of Indiana, but I'm going back to Boston for a second here. Peyton Pritchard in a tight game after absolutely going off in his previous game played 39 minutes tonight. Derek White played 37, two more minutes than Derek White. Peyton Pritchard, he only hit 5 of 14. But guess what? 4 triples, a steal, 4 assists, 4 boards, 16 points. Like, this guy is basically on every waiver wire imaginable, and he probably shouldn't be. And that's what we're talking about. Like, Pascal Siakam is rostered in every league imaginable. Now, 6 threes, that's got to be approaching a career high for him, I would assume. So 29-11-5, 6 triples, 0 steals, 0 blocks. But still, that's awesome. Like, props to Siakam. Isaiah Jackson started. Do with that what you will. Tyrese Halliburton, solid. What is wrong with that kid?
Who, Halliburton?
Yes.
I think he's too unselfish, Doc. I just think, you know, like, Victor needs to be more the man and demand the ball and all that kind of stuff. Halliburton's never going to do that. He's a point guard. He is a true traditional mindset point guard. And they've got a lot of mouths to feed and a lot of talent and a lot of dudes that can put the ball in the hole. And I just think he's too selfless. Like, he's going to get his numbers, I think, Doc, as the season goes along. He's going to get heated up. He's going to have some big games. The scoring and assist averages are going to correct here, I think. But to me, that's it. It's not an injury. It's not a slump. It's just he's a very unselfish dude. He's okay going through a game and taking 6 shots, okay, and having maybe 14 assists that game. And that doesn't help us out here in fantasy land, but that's Tyrese Halliburton, man.
Dude, I just had an epiphany about the last couple games we talked about or whatever. Now seems like a really good time to think about trading LaMelo Ball for Victor Wembanyama. Thoughts? Like, okay. Would somebody bite on that?
You're giving up Victor for LaMelo Ball?
Giving up LaMelo for Victor.
Well, I would give up LaMelo for Victor in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even hesitate. Right now, if we were in a league together and I had LaMelo and you had Wemby and you said game on, I would say, here is LaMelo Ball. Give me Wemby, please.
You would, but there's a lot of fantasy players out there that maybe don't think exactly like you do.
Oh, I mean, that's fine. I think they're nuts, but they're all entitled to their own opinion. Where do you stand on this, Doc?
Oh, I would trade LaMelo Ball for Wemby in a heartbeat. The other thing, dude, I can't get off this Wemby thing. The other thing, like, we watched him all last year. He never had a game like that.
He didn't?
He never was not the guy. He never was too unselfish. He was the guy. And they weren't even running plays for him. I'm sorry it sounds like I'm screaming. Surgery, yada, yada. But, like,
you sound great. You're fine.
This wasn't a thing. That's why I think this is all a Halloween trick-or-treat prank by Greg Popovich.
It could be. Go ahead.
They were sold out of those 20-foot-tall skeletons at Home Depot. He's like, hey, I got a real one of those in my crib, and we're not going to let him shoot tonight.
Is Isaiah Jackson a must-add here, Doc? He had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals tonight. Got the start for Miles Turner, who is oft injured, unfortunately. Very, very talented. Left ankle sprain for Miles Turner. Could be a month, and he could come back for the next game. Well, we don't know. So is Isaiah Jackson a must-add for you right now?
And Jackson fouled out of that game, or it could have been even better. It was 10 points, 5 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. That's good. I'm a Miles Turner guy, so I have him in a couple of leagues. So that news is a little discomforting for me. I'm not going to cut somebody that I'd like to pick up Isaiah Jackson. If I have Marcus Smart floating at the end of my bench, now injured and disastrous, yeah, I would drop Marcus Smart for Isaiah Jackson right now.
I like it. I like the player that you mentioned as well. I have the exact same opinion. So James Harden just hit a 3-ball. Anthony Simons came back and went, got you. And it is all tied, 102 apiece, 313 to go at Intuit Dome. And my boy Ballmer is into it. So we talked about Karl Anthony Towns when we did the Magic Man of the Night. He's my Magic Man. But Knicks and Heat, let's talk about this game a little bit here. The Knicks win, much needed victory for them. I could not be more out on the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler tonight, 15-4-4. Bam Adebayo, where are you, bro? Where are you? Are you on a dinghy in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, lost and forgotten? Where are you? 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists for Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo coming into the game was averaging 11 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists. Okay, what is that? Tyler Hero has probably been their best player, not just tonight, but for the whole year. Okay, that shouldn't be. And a point that I want to make about New York, Doc, in reality, not in fantasy. The Knicks have a problem on their hands, Doc. They have a big problem on their hands. They don't have a bench. Like, Milwaukee has a bad bench, but they have a bench. The Knicks don't have one, okay? Their bench tonight, Doc, was Miles McBride, Jericho Sims, and Cameron Payne. That's it. Tibbs played 8 guys tonight. This is not the playoffs. This is the second week of the regular season, okay? This is going to be a problem for the Knicks. The mileage, the fatigue, the wear and tear, the not having Dante and Randall, and I know you consolidated and Cat went for 44 tonight, but you don't have all of those buttons to push anymore, Doc, okay? McBride, Payne, and Sims was the Knicks bench tonight. That is sounding alarms in my dome, dude.
It's trivia time, Rick. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So the four players on the Knicks bench who did not play, their last names are Toppin, Hookporty, Kolick, and Dottier. Can you tell me any of those four players' first name? We got Toppin, Obi's brother.
Yes, I think you'll get that one. It's Jacob Toppin.
Okay.
What about I know that.
Hookporty.
I can't give you Hookporty. I don't think so. I think it's Pacome Dottier. And I'm cheating here. I've got it's Ariel Hookporty. So I'll give you that one. I did get the and I knew that it was Tyler Kolick. I liked him at Marquette last year. I'm familiar with his work. I cheated on Hookporty. I'll give you the other ones I didn't cheat on. A clutch point is, by Aiden to take the lead.
My point is, New York has no bench. It's Deuce McBride, Cam Bain, and that's it. It's awful. It's awful. And that separates them, because guess who has great benches? Denver, Boston, any other, Oklahoma City. Like, every really good team in the NBA has a pretty deep, good bench. And that's not the case with New York. And that's kind of messed up.
Indiana, to me, has got a great bench, right? They hit you with McConnell, and they hit you with Obi Toppin, and they I'm trying to think of their Ben Shepherd. They're like, they hit you with some good dudes off their bench. All right, it is Fantasy NBA today. Ethos After Dark here on the Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball platform. Rick Kamla, Hall of Famer Steve Alexander. Portland leads LA right now, folks. 106-105, 138. Ty Lue's in a huddle right now with his team. So let's talk about the other LA team in Cleveland, Doc. The Cleveland Cavaliers destroyed the LA Lakers tonight. The game really was never close. 5-0 now are the Cleveland Cavaliers. 5-0. All right, the Lakers started 3-0. They've lost a couple of games here. They're 3-2. Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell were amazing tonight. 25 for Mobley on 12 of 16 from the field. Donovan Mitchell, 24 points, 7 assists, 3 steals, 4 threes. And, Doc, you know I'm a big Donovan Mitchell guy. I love this guy. The fantasy goal from Donovan Mitchell is completely underrated, underappreciated. Maybe it's appreciated enough. I don't know. You tell me. But I freaking love Donovan Mitchell in fantasy basketball. Reeves and Russell were a disaster tonight for the LA Lakers. They both made 2 field goals. And kind of an ugly game. It really, you know, it's LeBron back in Cleveland. Ooh, we're all excited. And it just was a dud of a game. But 5-0 are the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. Doc, Kenny A's got them playing some ball.
Yes. And they're kind of boring. Like, there's not a lot of stuff to talk about with Cleveland. It's Mobley, Allen, Garland, Mitchell. Maybe occasionally Caris LeVert. But generally, it's those four guys, and that's it for fantasy. Now, shout out to my man, Dalton Connect. 18 points, 2 triples, 3 boards, 1 assist for the Lakers. But this was a blowout. Also, shout out to Rui Hachimura. 8 points, 5 boards, 28 minutes against one of the better front courts in the league. Also happening at about 8 a.m. local time for the Lakers. Like, this is a morning game for them. Tipped off at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, those guys are probably just like, hey, man, we were just getting ready to get up and have breakfast. So that's a tough game for the Lakers to go play.
Doc, this game is coming down to it. They just blitzed James Harden to get the ball out of his hands, ended up in Amir Coffey's hands for 3. He missed. Anthony Simons thought he was fouled. He was not. Norman Powell on a run up, but he was stuffed by Dr.
Come on, Norm.
Denny Abdia. And the ball was out of bounds off of LA. They're saying Portland ball. This is a good game right here. Your boy Denny Abdia just made a hell of a defensive play, Doc.
My boy Denny struggled, but my other boy is Norman Powell. Norman Powell is this year's Denny Abdia. I'm all about Norman Powell. I love Norm Powell, and I'm not afraid to say it.
25 a game for Norm. That ball, they're playing ball here. Portland's got it. They said it was last touch by LA. Anthony Simons has been a dude here for Portland down the stretch, down to 5 on the shot clock, between the legs, top of the key, into the corner for DeAndre Ayton. Really? That's the best you got right there? Rebound LA, timeout Ty Lue, LA down 1 with 3.9 seconds left. You're on the clock down and kick to the corner for DeAndre Ayton 3? Are they crazy?
You are 1.5 seconds ahead of me. And God knows with everybody in the world. So it's so funny. You're like, what? And I'm like, what?
DeAndre Ayton for the dagger. And he missed, shockingly. All right, Doc. Last week, remember James Harden in the overtime loss to Phoenix had that trip to the free throw line. And he's the go-to playoff shrinkage, but occasionally that rears its ugly head in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
I lost a
Moe's burrito on that.
Tasty. I can't wait. So does James Harden, what happens here on this last possession? I think James Harden is going to get a shot off here, and I think he's going to brick it and miss it, and LA's going to lose.
I am going to say that Harden passes the ball at the last second.
And 911 somebody?
And Norm Powell drains a triple to win this game.
Oh, boy. I love it, man. I love it. So
we're going to use James as a decoy.
All right.
He's 5 of 11 from downtown.
Harden is inbounding the ball against Kamara here. Side out of bounds. So we got 3.9 left here. Harden's got to get it in. Loops it into Zubats. Picked off by DeAndre Ayton. That was absolutely disgusting.
My God.
Are you serious?
That was worse
than Bro, Ayton. Are you serious?
That was worse than Ayton's three.
Way worse. Well, Aiden was open, okay? I just don't like the guy they have in that position. It was an underthrown lollipop by James Harden. But DeAndre Ayton read it. He read his eyes, and he looped it, and Ayton saw it, and he kind of went and got in front of Zubats. That was a horrible last possession for the LA Clippers. Absolutely horrible. I put that more on Ty Lue than on James Harden.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Really? Like, and Ty Lue is one of the best coaches in the NBA. Adjustments, play calling. After timeouts, like, he's awesome, okay? Like, but even awesome, you know, we all make mistakes, man. Like, I did not like that ATO right there.
Look how fired up DeAndre Ayton is. Is DeAndre Ayton turning into one of the most underrated fantasy players because everybody kind of thinks he's a joke, but he's not. Like, he's balling, dude. Like, he's underrated.
You know, he came into the game tonight at 14-12. Okay. Rudy Gobert-ish, right? But we don't get any blocks. 0.8 blocks. We don't get any threes. 0.3 threes. We don't get any steals. 0.5 steals. Doc, you know that these types of guys are dead to me. I don't mess around with these guys at all. If you are no showing me in all three of the fantasy gold categories, you're dead to me. I'm not even going to rank you. Like, literally, you are in another universe for other people to draft. And I'm still there with DeAndre, and even after the defensive events here against your boy Zubats. Okay. All right, let's move on, man.
Well, I just pulled this up, so let's at least look at it. Last year, post All-Star break, DeAndre Ayton, 23 points, 12 and a half boards, 0.9 steals, 0.7 blocks. I mean, those are pretty good numbers.
Y'all can have them. You all can.
You hate his motor so much.
I'm not a I went from being a huge DeAndre Ayton guy to not being a DeAndre Ayton guy. Remember, you can't get out of your damn house in a snowstorm and make the basketball game, I got problems with you, man.
Remember when
get a helicopter, get a freaking John Deere. I don't know what you got to get to the game, bro. And I don't care if you're 20 and 50. You've got to get to the game, bro.
He got drafted by Phoenix, and our guy, Eric Seitz, calls us both up. He's like, DeAndre Ayton is going to rule the world. And we're like, I'm with you, bro. Let's go. Let's go, DeAndre. This didn't really work out.
It hasn't worked out. He got paid and he checked out, Doc. And it's happened before and it'll happen again. And that's what's been happening here.
He was very good last year. That's all I'm saying.
In the second half, when nobody was looking and there was no pressure and nobody cared. I'm just saying, like do it when it matters. Do it when it counts.
He's better than we think he is.
Okay, y'all, seriously, Doc, you know I love you, bro. Y'all have fun, DeAndre. Knock yourselves out. Knock yourselves out. All right, let's move on to Orlando and Chicago here, Doc. The Bulls beat the Magic tonight. The Bulls are 3-2. Billy Donovan, coach of the year. Just kidding. Dropping Orlando to 3-2. Okay. And Doc, I want to tee you up here quickly. What we got here tonight, Doc, was the Giddey game. 20-11-5 from your boy Josh Giddey, by far his best stat line of the year.
I feel like I'm about to break news to you that you may be unaware of. But Zach LaVine hurt his shoulder in this game. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I went to, I went to a website that does that kind of thing, and they didn't have anything on Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine is questionable on Friday with a shoulder injury. How many minutes did he play tonight? He played 36.
That's why.
You know, Bruschi and I were talking about this game today, and he's like, how do you feel about LaVine? I was like, not good. You know why? The Orlando Magic might be the best defensive team in the East, not named Boston. Like, they are good. Like, they play D, and they shut LaVine down. He still played his normal minutes. He got hurt very late. I think Orlando's defense was primed on LaVine. And like, let's shut that guy down and let everybody else beat us. Hence, here comes my guy prancing down the lane. Josh Giddey, 20-11-5. 4 of 4 from downtown and 6 of 11 from the floor. Don't tell me my boy can't shoot it.
Franz Wagner left this game tonight with, last I read, an undisclosed injury. Went to the locker room. I'm trying to see. Battling illness. Okay, that's good news. Not for Franz. He's probably got a head cold and all that kind of stuff. But, illness, all right, you'll heal up and you'll be back soon. Might miss the next game. I don't know. But that's what's going on with Franz, if you were wondering. Paolo Banchero, big game again, 31-7-4. I do want to make a point. I got a couple of points on this, Doc. Jalen Suggs here is blossoming. This stat line tonight is crazy. 17-6-5, 2 blocks, 4 steals, 3 threes. Come on, man. 9 in the fantasy gold. 9. that he's already one of my favorite players. I've already got a Suggs jersey. Okay. I freaking love Jalen Suggs. That stat line, send that stat line to the Hall of Fame, man. And then I got a question for you, Doc, on Anthony Black. Okay. Anthony Black tonight had a very weird stat line. It was like an early Draymond stat line. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocks, 1 steal. I mean, the rare 4-3-6-3-1 stat line, right?
It was like a sextuplet single.
Yes. But he did a lot, okay? And on the season coming in, all right, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 0.5 steal, 1-3. And highly drafted guy, played quite a bit as a rookie, okay? And a big part of their plan. And I'm feeling, Doc, like they are really making it a priority to play him. You know what I mean? Like, he's not on the fringe of the rotation. Like, he's in the rotation. He's going to get a good 20 to 25 minutes a night. And it's a quirky, odd stat line. I don't think the points are ever going to be really high with this guy, but he's hitting threes. He's blocking the ball. He's stealing the ball. You know how I feel about that. Is Anthony Black a must-add right now?
He is borderline. Anytime a player leads the bench in minutes, he deserves consideration. And that's where we are with Black. Now, Gary Harris got off to a hot start. Jonathan Isaac, dude, I mean, I'm sad, but I think Jonathan Isaac's ship has sailed. Like, we're just never going to get what was promised. It's sad. It really is. But Anthony Black, I mean, he's like, what, 23 years old? Something ridiculous. And it's not like this Magic lineup is so weird. Like, it shouldn't be as good as it is, but they're good. Wendell Carter Jr., nobody picks him up, sits on waivers. He 14-7, stealing a block. Like, he does it all the time, but it's weird. So people don't buy into it. Pablo Banchero, by the way, props, 31 points after a, 50 burger. Like, that's solid. That's a nice, solid comeback. Why you get beat by the Bulls? That's my only problem. Anthony Black, to answer your question, I don't think he's a must-own, but he's a put on your watch list and keep a close eye on that situation.
As we run through the games, we bring up that, and I keep a little running tally here. Anthony Black, Isaiah Jackson, Jake LaRavia are the guys that we have brought up so far in that regard. We'll sort of summarize it in a little bit when we're done with these games. Atlanta at Washington. Atlanta takes another L to Washington, and why they need to play a home and home. You know, boring, like this early in the season. Anyway, Washington beat them both times. Atlanta is devastated with injuries right now. Dyson Daniels and Bogey Bogdanovich and DeAndre Hunter. And I feel like I'm forgetting a guy here. Krejci is out. Bufkin is out. They got a lot of guys out right now.
Dyson Daniels.
Washington took advantage. And, Doc, they ran a very interesting lineup tonight. And I want to know from you if you think this is going to be standard. Jonas Valanciunas and Corey Kispert did not start tonight. By the way, Corey Kispert has to shave that mustache. It's so awful, okay? It's so awful. Like, if you're going to stash it up, like, full stash it, right? Like, Stan Van Gundy stash it, okay? Like, Walrus stash it. Don't, like, have, like, the line over your top lip. It's, Corey, I dig your game, bro. It's awful. It's absolutely terrible. It's the worst stash in the league, Doc. But they started out Alexander Sarr, 11-5-2, 4 blocks, 2 threes. Ooh, Keyshawn George, the rookie out of Miami, 11-2-4, 3 steals, 1-3. Your boy Bub Carrington, anybody with a first name Bub is good with me. He was a flirt with triple-double type of guy in college. He had 16-6-6 tonight, all right? And we'll get to Poole and Bilal Coulibaly here in a minute, but all three rookies played well, Doc, and it was a shorthanded Hawks team, but it was a good look for these guys. And do you think Brian Keefe's just going to rock this way? Be like, screw it, we're developing, and then we're going to tank for Cooper Flagg. Let's play all of our rookies here. And if so, like, are you trying to go out and get a Keyshawn George right now?
Dude, it's hard to say. I mean, you just beat the Hawks back-to-back night. This is Trae Young, Jalen Johnson, Okongwu, Capella, yada, yada, yada. Like, should not be happening. I don't know that I'm... No, I'm not racing for the rookies yet. I do want to talk about Bilal Coulibaly, though.
Hit me. Yeah, talk to me.
That dude, who I didn't think he could score, Rick. I didn't think he was an offensive NBA player. I thought he was a defensive specialist. 23 points on Saturday, 17 on Monday, 27? Are you kidding me? That's how bad the Atlanta Hawks defense is. Like, he goes back-to-back 17 and 27 on it. Like, got to be kidding me. He had 9 rebounds, 1 block, 3 steals. Like, Brewski there, and he was like, Coulibaly's like a must-add, right? I was like, no. I don't must-add guys who can't score more than 4 points a game. Hello? He's balling, man.
So let's add him to the must-add list. He's at 31% rostered in Yahoo Leagues. 31%. Pardon me. 31%. Okay? Guys, as Doc just greatly explained, this is not like, hey, I'm 27. He's been brewing towards this. They're going to play him. He was the 7th overall pick or whatever it was last year. Big part of their present and future. Shout out to Jordan Poole. 24 points, 9 assists, 3 steals, 4 threes, and he continues to give you first-round value. First-round value from Jordan Poole. Another huge game. Trae Young tonight, 35 and 15. Ooh, la, la. Jalen Johnson, 21 points, had a career-high 17 rebounds. And, Doc, I was impressed by the rookie Zachary Sache tonight. Really nice stat line, 17, 6, and 2, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 2 threes. He had a nice, like pivot, up fake, like a really, really sweet post-move sequence tonight. The young fella's growing on me, dude.
Well, he should be. Like, add him, put him on the list, Rick. Put him on the list. No Bogey Bogdanovich. For like 2 months, probably. DeAndre Hunter, who needs to go bye-bye anyway, is hurt. Oh, it's Zach. 70 points, 6 boards, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 2 threes. I sound like a carnival barker, and I don't care. Dyson Daniels, out. Bogey, out. Risache, pickup of the night. You're part of your first.
Okay, so Risache or Coulibaly?
I'm going Risache. I still don't think Coulibaly can score like this. Like, I think it's a mirage, but I could be wrong.
I say Coulibaly over Risache because, you know, when Hunter comes back, when these guys come back, then there's going to be that minutes crunch. And I think Coulibaly's green lit. I think he's good to go.
It sure looks that way.
I think he's going to get the minutes. He's going to get the shots. I don't think he's going to be looking over his shoulder. And so, like, I don't think that's – he may get shut down. Okay, I can't make any promises there. But his – But his lane that he's in right now, I think, is going to be undisturbed. I think Reece Sachet, look, I think Reece Sachet is a great pickup right now. I just don't know a month, 5-6 weeks from now, if all these guys come back and now Reece Sachet is the guy you send to waiver. So I would go snag a Koulibaly right now.
Bogey is out for a while. And also, in case y'all are wondering, if you need a tiebreaker between me and Rick, we don't have one because the fantasy schedule is essentially the same for both of them. Now, next week, Reece Sachet plays 4 times, Koulibaly plays 3. But then the week after that, it flip-flops. So
there you go. Andre LaMouche, our outstanding producer, what do you think here? You must adding Reece Sachet or Koulibaly. He can be our tiebreaker. It is Rick Kamla and Steve Alexander, Fantasy NBA Today, Ethos After Dark. Thanks for joining us. It's brought to you by Bet Online. Let's move on to Toronto and Charlotte. What goodies do I have on this one, Doc? All right. Shout out to Nick Richards, 24-14 with 4 blocks. I kind of didn't know that game was even possible from him. So there's that. Trey Mann kept it rolling. Okay, Trey Mann is kind of doing a Koulibaly thing right here. Doc kind of listed the numbers that he's put up. He had 27 tonight. So in his last 4 games, Trey Mann has gone 24, 17, 14, 27. He had 4 threes and 3 stocks tonight. So shout out to Trey Mann. Trey Mann should already be pretty well rostered. Let me see here on Yahoo. Trey Mann is at 36%. Man, people are sleeping. We got to add him to the pickup list too. Doc, he's at 36%. That surprises me. So I feel cheeky even bringing up Grant Williams. Okay, like to me, Grant Williams is a must add right now. He's played 4 games. He's got at least 2 threes in each game. He should be at least power forward eligible. Very rare position. If not CPF, okay? And tonight, 17 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. And I'm kind of a Grant Williams guy here. So talk to me about Trey Mann and Grant Williams, what you're doing with these two guys.
Well, I've got some Trey Mann shares. And Grant Williams lost me last year. Like, hey, guess what, dude? If you don't care, I don't either. Peace. He was horrible. Horrible. And thank you, LaMelo Ball, for coming back to Earth as I have you anchor down my DFS lineup. That ball out, except for you. He played fine. Just nothing. Nothing like what I needed. I like Trey Mann a lot. I like Trey Mann more than Terrence Mann. I don't understand why he's so deep on the bench. But, man, when he gets in there, they let him play. Like, he's so much better than Javonte Green.
He gets buckets, man. Trey Mann's a stud. Playing very well.
Josh Green, sorry.
Again, I'd rather have Koulibaly because when Brandon Miller comes back, Trey Mann will shrink, and that's going to happen. So enjoy it while it lasts with Trey Mann right now. I'd still rather have Koulibaly than him or Reece Sachet. All right, Doc, Detroit and Philadelphia. And for Philadelphia, oh, man, this is tough. Detroit got their first win of the season in Philadelphia tonight. Rock meet bottom. Okay, this is as bad as it gets. Jalen Duren didn't play very much tonight. Weird. Isaiah Stewart played a lot tonight and didn't play all that well, but played. So I looked. I didn't see an injury on Jalen Duren. So was that a coaching decision by J.B. Bickerstaff? Okay. So that was a very foul-prone game from Duren tonight. But, again, it's like a guy taking a shot to the store. It's like, all right, I hope you're okay, but he's going to be back soon. So you don't have to worry about a rotational thing here. He was in foul trouble, and you just chalk it up to that. I just want to shout out Detroit's backcourt, Doc. They did it again. Cade Cunningham, 22, 5, and 7. Jaden Ivey, 23, 3, and 3. I don't want to make any grandiose statements here. I'm just happy to see both these guys healthy, playing together, and putting up really good stat lines. Jaden Ivey's been one of the better late-round draft finds of the year so far, Doc. And, you know, it really appears that J.B. Bickerstaff likes him, prioritizes him, trusts him, and it's going to run him out there.
We're in a much better place than we were a year ago with Ivy. He's playing, getting minutes. Like, Ivy and Cunningham led the team with 37 minutes. That's fun. Now, they also led the team with 5 and 4 turnovers, which is not as fun if you play 9-cat. But just if you don't really worry about individual stats, each category, overall, Cunningham and Ivy have been very, very pleasant surprises. Also, shout out, Tim Hardaway did it again. 5 triples, 16 points, nothing else, 3 assists. He just keeps scoring and hitting threes. And then Tobias Harris, revenge game, 18, 14, and a block. I used that in DFS tonight, but LaMelo Ball ruined it.
Andre, by the way, has settled our Risache Koulibaly tie. He says Bilal Koulibaly in terms of the must add. But, you know, and again, you got to drop somebody to get these guys. But if you've got some dudes that are sort of like a Marcus Smart, we've talked about him, you know, go ahead and send these guys to waivers and pick up a Koulibaly, a Risache, a Trey Mann. They're probably on waivers in your league right now. So, Doc, let's move on to the Nets beating the Memphis Grizzlies. Embarrassing if you are Memphis. And Brooklyn's playing their guys right now, and they almost beat Denver the other night. And 119 to 106 was the final here. Obviously, Memphis lost Bain and Smart in the game. But Zaire Williams, former Grizzly, now Net, his last two games, Doc, he's gone tonight. He went 17, 1, 3, 1 block, 4 steals. The game before, 18, 3, and 4 with 1 block. I was thinking he's a must-add. I was. And then we did the math on Trey Mann and Risache and Koulibaly. So I wouldn't put him up, like, with that group. But I think I'd rather have him than Keyshawn George. I would rather have him than LaRavia. I'd rather have him than Anthony Black. And with Turner, maybe back tomorrow, maybe back in a month, I'd rather have him than Isaiah Jackson as well. I'm kind of high on Zaire Williams. I like these stat lines. I like his activity. I like the playing time he's getting. I like the fact that the Nets are trying to sort of all right, let us have that first-round pick, and let us do something with it, okay? Sort of that program arrogance. I'm into it, man. Are you into Zaire Williams?
Oh, man. I mean, here's what I'm into, Rick. I'm into the idea of Zaire Williams. But I'm not physically ready to make that kind of commitment.
I understand. I understand.
Does that make sense?
Of course. It absolutely does. It's a little watch list kind of thing is what you're saying.
I've been into the idea of Zaire Williams for like 3 years. And that relationship has not really moved forward much.
The great Dr. A. I'm Rick Kamla, and this is Fantasy NBA Today on Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball. So Golden State beat New Orleans again. And New Orleans, right? They start out with 2 baseball series at Portland, at Golden State. What a freaking buzzkill. You want to talk about a turd sandwich from the league to eat? I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. I hate baseball series, Doc. Random rant. I freaking hate baseball series. They give you deja vu. They're extremely boring.
Is this COVID leftovers? Like, yes. Why are we doing this?
To reduce travel. which reduces inflammation and helps in recovery and blah, blah, blah. Apparently the coaches love it because it's just easier to camp out in a city and all this kind of stuff. I've talked to the scheduling guru with the NBA league office on NBA radio and got all this intel. Okay. It's still garbage. I don't like it at all. So let's move on. Let's talk fantasy basketball here. Got another game, 104-89. Golden State wins this one. New Orleans 2-3. Golden State now a healthy 4-1. Buddy Hield, another big game, 21 points, 4 threes. Pajemski flirted with a triple-double, Doc, 13-8-7. I like seeing Trace Jackson Davis with a 15-9-1. That helps me out in 30 deep. Draymond had a pretty healthy stat line tonight. 3 threes, 5 blocks, and a steal. Oh, playing against Draymond in the Cam Dynasty this week. Oh, my God, that sucks. Draymond had a big old game. I'm playing against him and Pajemski. This game was a fantasy disaster, Doc. Zion had 12. Ingram had 14. Ooh, Jordan Hawkins with 23. Dude, Jordan Hawkins is freaking balling, Doc. And he was questionable coming into this game. Played through the injury. I'm a big fan of that young fella. He's got a return.
I think he was our pickup of the night 1 week ago.
Right, yes, he was. Minute. He was. That's right.
So, what is going on with Zion? Can someone help me understand Zion Williamson? 5 of 20. He balled out last night, man. He was so good last night. Zion might be one of those guys. And it's like, man, I worked really hard in practice yesterday. I think I'm just going to take it easy today. Or I played really well last night. I think I may just chill. Maybe just pass it to my guy, Jordan Hawkins, tonight. Like 5 of 20, 4 turnovers, 0 threes, 0 steals, 1 block. Oh.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly Williamson, don't.
This is your life.
Doc, I honestly don't know. I literally honestly don't know what's going on with Zion. It's very disappointing. I do like 4 consecutive games with a block. He's gone 3-1-1-1. The rebounds have been pretty good, 11-3-8-12 tonight. You know, I like seeing him in the double-double range. And so we're seeing more of that athletic activity with the rebounds and with the blocks. But the scoring flow for him has gone 16, 14, 31, 12, which isn't even close. And, Doc, there's been some really bad shooting games. 5 of 20 tonight, 3 of 12, and 4 of 15. And so and he's so good at finishing around the rim. And he's so good at shot selection and really only taking shots that he's good at. So, and, you know, he had Draymond on him tonight, and Draymond had a Draymond game tonight. Just hang in there, people. Zion's going to be fine. But it's and look, we do this a lot, Doc. We've talked about a lot of guys that are off to, you know, kind of weird starts or slow starts, and Zion happens to be one of those guys. But I'm not tripping on it. CJ McCollum was out tonight with an adductor injury as well, which again goes to the baseball series, Doc, because I think you're more inclined to rest guys, especially in the second of a back-to-back in a baseball series. That's probably why CJ sat out tonight. He probably wasn't even hurt. It's probably a rest game.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why Jordan Hawkins and Jose Alvarado both kind of went nuts, kind of had big days. So CJ was terrible last night. Terrible. So I wasn't sad that he sat down. I'm sad for you if you have him on your fantasy team. I don't. And he annoyed me so much last night that I just need a break from his ass today. So, way to go, Jordan Hawkins.
For Dr. A, for our great producer, Andre Lamouche, for our buddy, Aaron Bruschi, and everybody here at Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball, our show is Fantasy NBA Today. We appreciate you joining us. Again, me and Doc are going to be rocking out midnight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, starting next week, okay? So these late night joints are going to become very regular. Get used to them, and we're looking forward to them as
hey,
well.
Ray, yeah. If you guys like an hour and a half show, let us know. If you want it to be less than an hour, let us know. Because Rick and I sit here and talk till the sun comes up.
We could. We've done that many, many times before. All right. So we are out of here, guys. We really appreciate y'all watching and maybe quote tweeting us on Twitter and that kind of thing to spread the word here. But today's episode was brought to you by Bet Online, and we will see you soon.